the one and only on Fresh FM.
Fresh FM 102.9 coming straight to you with P Square. That's Jaye Iyegeme. It's 12:16. This is the Fresh Mid Morning, and that's the M&M you need for the day. Not the Slim Shady kind of M&M, but that's the mid morning kind of M&M. And I promised you today that we have guests in studio. That's from the TFSA. That's the Trade Forum Southern Africa, which is essentially a UK government funded program that provides training to a lot of individuals. They provide training also to women in trade, supporting a growing number of women-owned and women-dominated businesses to reach overseas markets and thrive in international trade as well. They also provide trade support, actually, equipping businesses to meet standards, opening up opportunities for them to operate across regions and global value chains. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing two of the graduates from the TFSA. We have Lewis as well as Lily in the building as well. Good morning. Actually, good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you? Almost confused me there.
No, we're great.
And I understand you both have your own separate businesses. Lewis?
So my business name is Louis Hemily Tat Spa. Mm-hmm. It is a spa where we do treatments such as massages, facials, waxing, pedicures, skin tag removal, all of the beauty things. Mm-hmm. And we also produce our own products such as body scrubs, feet scrubs, and facial scrubs as well.
Wow. And then where exactly can we gain access to these particular products?
We are stationed in Walvis Bay. Mm-hmm. And we courier around the country. Mm-hmm. Around the world.
Exactly. I'm also joined by Lily in studio. Lily, what's the name of your business and what products do you actually offer?
All right. So I'm the founder of Ilotu Cosmetics. Mm-hmm. And Ilotu is basically a health and wellness brand. So we offer organic and natural skincare and haircare products. These are your shampoos, your conditioners, your scrubs, oils, and so forth, mm-hmm. as well as fitness and nutritional services.
Wow.
And we are in Windhoek.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But where do you want to export your Namibian or your brand with reference to the market around the world? Where exactly and why specifically that area?
Okay, so like any other Namibian child, we wanted to, you know, be nationwide. But along the journey, the reality of what has actually been, what the brand has been gaining traction from has actually been from a lot of European individuals.
Wow.
So we've also had lots of travel opportunities to Europe and so forth. So I guess Ilotu just found its way that side, forcing me to just gravitate in that direction. So I would definitely say Europe naturally. Mm-hmm. However, we've also, based on other support we've been receiving, definitely also in the US and then South Africa, definitely.
So what exactly are those challenges that you guys have actually faced in kicking off your businesses as well? Let's start maybe with Lewis. No?
In regards with the producing your own brand, your own products, it is a journey on its own. And I think I'm gonna brag now. And being a part of this training, mm-hmm. it has helped us a whole lot, because there's so much we don't know that we actually need to know to help us, you know, do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, I have a body scrub, for example, and I want now to send it to Europe, for example, but I don't know how I need to go about that. But my cousin will probably come from the UK and she'll be like, oh, I really like this. She'll put it in her backpack and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
But how do we get it there?
That's
so
a very good question.
It's a very difficult journey on its own, man. It's really a journey on its own.
I think that's also very, very true. Mm-hmm. Have you ever experienced any challenges in kicking off your business, Lily?
Absolutely. I mean, I think being known in Namibia is quite easy. Everyone can easily just, you know, how small it is.
Mm-hmm.
But now in terms of who's actually giving you your money's worth,
exactly.
that's really where the challenge is. So one thing I've learned with being in business here is that you always need to really think big as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, sure, you have your market here and so forth. But I've noticed that Namibia is very close to a lot of its neighboring countries as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to look at them as our cousins.
Mm.
So definitely having a brand that is able to cater to a wide market, so to say.
Yeah.
Like, you have your target market, but don't necessarily just try and cap it in one direction. So I've definitely learned to be more open,
mm-hmm.
to being able to see how else to accommodate other cultural groups and so forth. But mostly, I think, to bring it back to the program, it's quite similar to to Louise here in terms of the export part of it. I think that's really where our challenge is right now, like the documentation, that administration. It's one thing to say I want to export, but now you actually get in that space to now start seeing what should I do. And then that's when you feel all your edges, just your hairline starts moving back.
And I think you guys are quite fortunate to have this assistance. What do you think, with reference to everyone in Namibia and the people out there, what do you think the assistance, the types of assistances they need with reference to growing a business, growing it locally and growing it both also internationally as well?
For me, I think we as Namibians, we don't get the assistance we need, or we don't know where to find the assistance. Like for us, for example, for me, I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to sell it in my spa and that's about it. And then when I got into the program, I'm like, what? Wow, man. But how? Who is Menorah Skin? Who is Sandra? Who is Beatrice? Like, where are they?
Exactly.
How do we get to know these people? How do we link up with these people? Mm-hmm. Because in my head, I'm thinking, if you don't know anybody, you wouldn't know. You know, if I don't know, let's say if I don't know Lily, I wouldn't be able to start a brand because I don't know Lily. You need, they should always be somebody, a middle person to link you up with someone. And I'm like, who are these people? How do I link up with these people until the opportunity came to me? And it was like, we are here for everybody, you know? We are here for you, children.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's a journey, guys. It's really a journey.
Speaking about that particular journey, it was about 8 weeks, yes?
Yes.
Can you maybe speak on how your experience was with reference to the training that you guys have got, and maybe what knowledge have you guys actually gotten from this particular narrative?
It was jam-packed. It was... It made me realize that there are two things happening here. We just don't know where to receive the information. And I think also with a slight combination of persons who are willing to share it. Because a lot of people out there who know this, we have a lot of millionaires, we have a lot of big brands and so forth, but not a lot of them are willing to share and empower the next person. So through this program, really, we got to go through an entire, a whole syllabus of just what it means to export. It's not just putting it in a coffer and it's gone, but also identifying buyers. It's all about doing your market research out there also. You think you've understood market research just because you've been able to break it down here in Namibia, but now you also have to apply it to like the demographic there in that region of Scandinavia, for example. Like how do they respond to butters versus creams? And also taking it back to making sure that your facilities are also up to standard. You're here thinking, oh, just because I wash my hands with dish liquid, I'm good. Then you realize, this is actually not hygienic. So it really offered a lot, from how to maintain the facility to what kind of staff to look at to how to stand as a brand and how to really look for what you're looking for. So it really challenged me to also take a step back and also just reassess my why, like why I'm here, and then to know who to now go to and who's going to appreciate it and how to go about that.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for that, Lily.